Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Trump is arrested. He's arraigned. Never thought I would say those words. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. In just a couple hours, Donald Trump will be arraigned. He was indicted last week. We're going to finally, hopefully, get some specifics of the indictment. Donald Trump will be surrendering in front of the Manhattan courthouse. And I just want you to take a pause here, and I don't think anyone's making this argument. I want you to imagine Donald Trump's mindset as he landed yesterday on Trump Force One. I think he landed in LaGuardia or JFK. It's irrelevant where he landed. But as he had a motorcade coming into New York City, you could imagine the emotion that Donald Trump was feeling as he was looking at a skyline that he largely developed. He was looking at a city that he largely built, looking at a city that he saved, looking at the convention center deal that was his first deal in Manhattan, looking at what was once called the Hotel Commodore, now the Grand Hyatt right near Grand Central Station, looking at the woman rink in Central Park, that he did the deal quicker than anybody else. Looking at Trump Tower, looking at the Plaza Hotel that he was an owner of, looking at the real estate portfolio that he built, but not just his own personal portfolio, the streets that he helped cleaned up, the charities he supported. So the same city that he was heavily involved in, he was considered to be Mr. New York. In fact, when I was growing up and I first visited New York City, if you would have said, hey, who is the first billionaire that comes to mind here? It wouldn't be a hedge fund guy. It wouldn't be a celebrity. It'd be Donald Trump. It'd be the man who built things. It'd be the man who wrote the art of the deal. And make no mistake, that is part of this entire thing. They want to publicly humiliate him in the city that he largely built. They want to perp walk him on the streets that he cleaned up. They want him to blow a gasket. The fact that they go to New York first at the first venue is intentional. They know that New York is close to his heart. Donald Trump was the one walking the World Trade Center carnage, donating millions of dollars of time, money, and resources. Donald Trump was famously on the phone saying, it smells like death, but we're going to lean in and we're going to make New York City great again. You see, Donald Trump wanted to make America great again, but his first ambition was to make New York City great again. These people are very angry. They're very mad for multiple reasons. They're angry that Donald Trump robbed them of a seamless handing off of the regime from Hussein Obama to Hillary Rodham. They're angry and they're spiteful of what happened at the Javits Center. When they were supposed to have a celebration, they thought they were going to a wedding and a coronation, and instead they were going to a funeral. There's several layers here, and I do not think we can overlook the petty, the pathological, and the personal elements of these people that thought at the Javits Center, Hillary Clinton was going to break the glass ceiling. This is a personal revenge campaign. Now, make no mistake, this is not a rock solid case. This is a fabricated, synthetic case. And as we say commonly, they're not going after Donald Trump. They're going after you. He just happens to be in the way. But the reason that New York City is worth focusing on is that Donald Trump is Mr. New York. And isn't it like these political cockroaches and these serpents to try to humiliate him in the very venue that is so close to his heart, to say, hey, you might have built something. You might have made billions of dollars. But now we're going to show you that the very same arena, the place where the American dream was best articulated in the art of the deal, where if you put your mind to something, anything is possible, where Donald Trump was Mr. New York, overlooking Central Park, Doing The Apprentice, one of the most popular TV shows ever. Now, they know what they're doing here, and they want to try to put it on full spectacle display. And the sick part of this is they're enjoying every part of it. Watch this clip. Stephen Colbert, who I guarantee Stephen Colbert has never used the NDA process ever. Of course not, because celebrities would never use an NDA process via lawyers to try to silence people that have something to say about them. No, Stephen Colbert and all of these Hollywood smug liberals would never use the non-disclosure process. Of course not. Stephen Colbert gets celebratory applause. These are bloodthirsty hordes. This is very similar to Roman Colosseum times, where people want more. They want the blood. They want Donald Trump on full display. And this is the thing. They do not want a quick political death of Donald Trump. They want a torturous, medieval, slow drip. They want to try to make him suffer. It's not enough just to say off with this head of the guillotine. The guillotine is too swift. The guillotine is too quick. They want to try to put this on full display. Soviet show trial style. This is Stephen Colbert, who, of course, he would never use the NDA process. Play cut 20.
It's true. If this indictment stands, then no one who has their fixer pay six figures in hush money to their porn star lover, then reimburses that fixer out of business accounts, then falsifies it as legal fees and conspires with the publisher of the National Enquirer to catch and kill stories about his other extramarital affairs as part of another illegal violation of campaign finance laws, will be safe. Folks, you know the old saying, first they came for the former president, and I said nothing because he is so guilty.
These people are joyful. This is a day of celebration. Even if you hate Donald Trump in this audience, even if you think Donald Trump is the worst president ever and he's a narcissist and he's off, this is a bad day for the nation. Period. The left is euphoric. This is a ghastly display. There is no going back from this. The damage will be for multiple generations. There is no recovering. There is no healing. And I hear from people, they say, oh, Charlie, how do we heal the land? I'm sorry. We're currently being stabbed by the American left. Healing comes once we stop them from stabbing us. Then we can heal the wounds that they've done. America 1.0, I hate to say it, as we know it, no longer exists. We're in a totally new phase, a post-constitutional order, revenge-style politics. They had a decision to make. They could have said, hey, guys, we do not want to escalate. We know what it's going to mean if we indict Donald Trump. They want the escalation. The escalation is exactly how they think they're going to remain powerful. Remember, this is how the Roman Republic ended. Julius Caesar's enemies were planning to arrest and probably execute him. The moment he stepped down from the political office and gave up his army, Caesar knew this. So what did he do? He said, no, thanks. I'd rather not be executed. And he attacked the Republic instead. That is the incentive system we're creating. It will never go away. The Constitution was this bedrock, this promise from the founders. And the American left is decidedly shredding it. This goes far beyond Trump. Trump is just a single player in now this massive game that your grandkids are now going to have to live through. I'm hearing from people that say, oh, Charlie, this is actually a good thing. We're going to try to build out some of the positives throughout the hour and try to find them and seek them, but we're not going to do the hopium thing. This is a bad day for America. This is unspeakably evil what they are doing to our republic. It's a funeral. And some people say, well, Charlie, you know, come on, give us some of the positive. And we're going to talk about that. But when you go to a funeral, you don't kind of turn around and say, hey, you know, what's the good news here? You kind of realize the time, place, and manner and the setting that you're saying goodbye to something. And that's what we're doing today. Not fun. Not joyful. We're going to try to find any of the positives, any of the seed of equivalent benefits. We're going to try to pray that God reveals his will throughout all of this. But these people are not stopping here. This is step one into the new America. Welcome to it, everybody. You now live in a country that we once feared would exist. I said for years, one day we're going to wake up in a country we don't recognize. Welcome. April 4th. 2023, you're now living in that country. Look, reverse mortgages can be complicated and even a little scary. Your home is your biggest investment and often your biggest asset. You need the people I trust. I was just working with Todd from Andrew and Todd on a project, and Todd delivered. He is amazing. Todd of Akian is fabulous. He's quick. He's responsive. He texted me back. I mean, it's incredible. Most bankers are awful. And Todd of Akian and Andrew Del Rey from Sierra Pacific Mortgage, they love the Lord. They see the world the way we do. They're, of course, not woke. They're the opposite of woke. They're patriots, and they're amazing to work with. So look, reverse mortgages are a way to get cash out of the equity in your home and eliminate your monthly mortgage payments forever. You pay back the loan when you no longer live in your property. Andrew and Todd have helped countless people get a reverse mortgage. It might not be right for everybody, but for people it fits, it truly is a life changer, helping you preserve your way of life in difficult times. If you're considering a reverse mortgage or need more information on how it works, they'll give you an honest assessment. That's right, they're honest. They're really amazing people. Ethical, full of integrity. At andrewandtodd.com. Now, maybe you're looking for a first-time home buyer. Here's the thing. Every single person in the Charlie Kirk Show audience that uses banks, stop using the big banks and start using Andrew and Todd. Give them a call at 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172, or online at andrewandtodd.com. That's 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They'll give you an honest assessment of the options available to you. They're fabulous people. They go to work for you. If you have mortgage needs, if you have any banking needs when it comes to homes, reverse mortgage, refinancing, whatever, go to andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. It is a funeral. You must understand the tone of what's happening. We have the great Jack Posobiec live on the ground in Manhattan, right outside of the courthouse. Jack, I know we're trying to get all of our tech together. Jack, tell us what's going on the ground. Jack, the floor is yours.
Well, Charlie, thank you so much for having me. I just spoke here along with about 500 Trump supporters that are just in the park across the street that way. The courthouse itself is directly behind me, where President Trump is expected to arrive momentarily. The barricades have been put in place. The NYPD is everywhere. I actually think every acronym in the entire country is here today, from the FBI to the CIA to the CNN to the SPLC to the NBC, all of them. I actually saw Sweaty Ben Collins walking around a little bit earlier. Grab a towel, Sweaty Ben. But Charlie, here's what's going on. And I said this earlier, they can gag Donald Trump, but they can't gag all of us. Because what you're seeing behind me in this courthouse, that is what happens in communist countries. The arrest of a former leader, the arrest of the opposition candidate to win the next election, that's what happens in communist countries. But you know what doesn't happen in communist countries, Charlie? The hundreds of people who show up to protest for their freedoms. And if you don't show up, if you don't exercise your freedoms, these people will take them away.
Jack, I completely agree. And what Donald Trump has become, he's become a symbol of the regular American fighting for their rights against a regime that tries to crush the constitutional order and our small R Republican style of government. Jack, give me some idea of the vibe on the ground. Are there left-wing protesters? Are there liberals that are celebrating? Give me a little vibe on the ground. Jack, please respond.
Sure, Charlie. So here on the ground, again, like I said, there's about 500 Trump supporters. I spoke, MTG spoke, Gavin Wax, Vish Burra. But then there's also several hundred Antifa left-wing protesters. They're split on the other side of the park. The police is doing a pretty good job of keeping them and keeping everyone apart. There's also cars and trucks that are actually driving around. We're in the secure area here, but there's cars, there's trucks, there's pickup trucks, freight trucks driving around with flags, some supporting Trump, some anti-Trump. But it's interesting that you don't see anybody supporting Joe Biden. You don't see anybody supporting Alvin Bragg. Everyone is here for one man. Everyone is here for one purpose, and that is Donald Trump. So it has been relatively peaceful, and I'm not saying that in an MSNBC kind of way. I mean, it's actually been quite peaceful. People have come up and yelled at me and yelled this and that as I've been walking around here and there from the other side, but nobody's tried to, you know, take a swing or knock me over or attack with anything like that. When Marjorie Taylor Greene came in here, the press nearly completely just bowled her over. You saw her security had to push back like linebackers. NYPD was having to fight people off. These journalists, these media vultures were trying to get in and press on. Marjorie Taylor Greene's not a big person, by the way. She's about 5'3". So they're pushing her off. I was standing next to her, so I had to kind of push people out of the way just to be able to get there to speak from that bullhorn for the American people and for the fact that this isn't about left versus right right now. This is about freedom versus tyranny. Which side is going to? We understand what the establishment is trying to do, and these left-wing protesters that are here today that are going along with it, what I would say to them is, what's going to happen when that same government tyranny is turned on you and your leaders? Do you really want to go down this road? or do you want to stick with the republic that we once had? But Charlie, I said yesterday, I said in my speech today, watching that aerial view of the procession out of Mar-a-Lago, another procession, the motorcade, which is going to take place from Trump Tower down Fifth Avenue right here to the courthouse very soon. You can hear the helicopters flying overhead, the sirens going on. This is, we are witnessing, Charlie, a funeral procession for our republic.
That's right. Jack, you're doing a fabulous job on the ground. Stay safe. It's the number one news story in the country. And Jack, I think you pinpointed something. We've been calling it a funeral. It's a funeral for our republic, funeral for the country that existed. And we're going to talk about what we can do. That doesn't mean that we're now going to give up. But there is a moment where today you must grieve. You must acknowledge and admit this is nasty. This is ghastly. This is disgusting. And this is wrong. You cannot lie to yourself. This has never been done before. They're doing it for absolutely immoral, illegal, and unconstitutional reasons. And so you have to go through the process of mourning, and then you must remember the pit in your stomach of seeing Donald Trump, a duly elected president, perp walk for the first time in American history by these political cockroaches. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Today is the runoff, or the, not the runoff, it is the actual end election date for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The RNC is not talking about this nearly at all. I don't know what they're doing. DC Republican groups are not talking about any of this. The future of Wisconsin and potentially the future of our republic goes right through Wisconsin. We're going to talk about this throughout the hour. But if you are in Wisconsin, you have a moral obligation to go vote today. If you know somebody in Wisconsin, text them, call them. If we lose the Supreme Court in Wisconsin, it's going to be very difficult to win Wisconsin in 2024. The DC Republican groups aren't mentioning it at all because I don't know what they're doing. They're bought and paid for, weak as ever. Gutless wonders, waste of rations. Vivek Ramaswamy is here. He's running for president. He's clear and he's courageous. And Vivek wants to be the Republican nominee, but he is speaking out about what's happened to President Trump. Unlike the other people running for president who are gutless wonders. Vivek, what are your thoughts? How should we think about this? Also, you have an FEC campaign finance comment you want to mention. Vivek, the floor is yours.
Yeah, well, I actually had a conversation today with a former FEC chairman right here in the room that I'm sitting in with you. This actually was an FEC chairman a long time ago, getting into the details here. So, Charlie, we do not want to live in a country where the party in power uses police power to arrest its political opponents. That's where we are today. And Alvin Bragg, you will know, ran on a campaign promise of investigating Trump. It is not the carriage of justice when a prosecutor goes after a person that they politically pledged to go after. That is politicization. That is injustice. And I say this as somebody who's running against Trump. That's why I've been so outspoken about this, is that those of us running against Trump have special credibility from Joe Biden to any other Republican in this primary to actually make that case. Now, I actually care about the law and legal details. I was trained as a lawyer. I care about details. You know this, Charlie. Let's get into this. The heart of this case is Alvin Bragg is actually bringing effectively a federal crime in state courts. The state crime he's alleging, the alleged business record falsification, is itself expired under the statute of limitations and is at most a misdemeanor. So he's tying this to a federal campaign finance violation. This is what I talked to about the former FEC chairman earlier today. That means two things. One is, actually, he's got the law wrong, because if somebody was going to use their own money to be able to, say, buy a suit or buy clothing using campaign funds, we say that's not allowed. There's good case law on that. You know what? President Trump or any other business leader who pays hush money for sexual claims like this, it would be wrong to use campaign funds, actually, to settle that. Yet Alvin Bragg is saying that the crime that was committed here is that he did not use campaign funds, that he used personal corporate funds to do it. That's a flawed case. But here's another dimension that nobody's looked at, Charlie, and I'm looking at this deeply because I am running for U.S. president. I've already pledged to say that one of the things I'm going to do in this country as president is fix the politicization of the justice system by pardoning anybody who was convicted as part of a politicized prosecution. That includes the likes of Douglas Mackey, who's now facing 10 years for making memes, making fun of Hillary Clinton supporters when people on the other side did the exact same thing yet went unprosecuted. That includes certain January 6th defendants who were peaceful, not violent, and were denied due process. Those are controversial things as to say as a candidate, but I've pledged to say that if I'm president, I'm going to pardon those victims of political prosecution. President Trump's case fits that bill. Conventional wisdom will tell you, legal wisdom says that this is a state crime, not a federal crime, so U.S. president can't pardon them. That's wrong in this case because Bragg is actually charging this based on a federal offense. And if that federal offense were pardoned, be it by President Joe Biden or be it by President Vivek Ramaswamy, that state crime could not stand. And so I'm actually pledging to pardon not only the other victims of politicized federal prosecutions, but President Trump as well. Not even because it's about President Trump, but because it's about this country. If they can do it to Trump, they can do it to you. They can do it to anybody. That is actually the point and the principle we ought to defend. And it takes a leader who understands this stuff in depth and has the conviction, the spine, likely as an outsider instead of a professional politician, to actually do it. Tells you why I'm in this race.
Vivek, how should we respond? So the way I look at this is there's two courses of action. The first course of action is we can continue to write strongly worded op-eds and tweets and hope the bad guys stop stabbing us, beating us up, pummeling us, suffocating our republic, and torturing and humiliating us, and just hope it stops because we have strongly worded op-eds. Or we could say, man, what a tragic and awful day for America, and internalize the absolute nastiness of this, and then say, we unfortunately now have to embrace a lawfare strategy of deterrence to go indict BLM, to go investigate Soros, to go look into Antifa, to empower state AGs, NDAs, not celebrate the moment, but understand it necessitates that action. Vivek Ramaswamy, your reaction.
I think that we have to use executive power to get this right. I do not think being a bystander or a commentator is sufficient. So I've been very specific, and I'm going to be express about this, Charlie. We need to go further. The next U.S. president, look at this from a federal perspective, further than Trump ever did in actually cleansing this managerial rot. You have to take certain eight parts of the federal police state that have become so politicized and actually shut them down. I've said I'm going to shut down, literally shut down the FBI. The president of the United States can constitutionally do it. But then you have to also take a look at saying, you know what, anybody else who's been protected by that same weaponized federal government, we're going to put that on full display. Take congressional hush money. You want to talk about hush money for sexual indiscretions? How about $18 million of taxpayer dollars that have been used to protect members of Congress? Put that out on full display. The Jeffrey Epstein client list, why are we protecting that? Put that out on full display. Talk about Anthony Fauci, Merrick Garland, James Comey, people who have reached beyond their own constitutional ordained authority, even Alvin Bragg for prosecutorial discretion. If there are violations of law there, we need to apply the law even-handedly. That is what it's going to take in this country, not, as you put it, just strongly worded op-eds. And you know what? I'm looking in the mirror here, right? I've written books. I've written many of those strongly worded op-eds. I've started businesses to take this battle on through the market itself. But if we're really going to take this to the next level, we're going to have to take that America First agenda further than anybody, even Trump in his first term, was able to do, and do it without apology, because we're not doing it just with vengeance and grievance. We're doing it because that's what first principles demand. Do it with the moral authority that says that, yes, we are on the morally solid footing that allows us to go the distance further than we ever have or ever would have if we weren't doing it with that moral authority. Whether it's shutting down the politicized FBI, whether it is actually prosecuting all crimes even handily in this country, and then also stopping the federal government from protecting the select few in Congress, Jeffrey Epstein, client list, whatever it is, we have to go full bore on this. That is what it's going to take. And I am confident that if we do, we rediscover our country on the other side of it. Because, you know, this is part of the America First agenda, as I see it. America First is bigger than any of us, right? It is bigger than even the Republican Party. Let's be really honest, okay? If we're just calling a spade, we're using the Republican Party as a vehicle to advance our agenda. It has nothing to do with the essence of the Republican Party as it's existed. It's just a blank slate, a hollowed out husk. We're using it as a vehicle to achieve an America First agenda. But if we acknowledge that, I think a lot of independents, a lot of people who are even outside of politics, see the corrupt police state and come along with us.
Look, we need perp walks. We need handcuffs. We need indictments. For example, New York Post story. Yeah, New York Post story shows, and just one of many, these Democrats, they commit crimes all over the place because they don't think the law applies to them. Jimmy Biden, which is Joe Biden's brother, he allegedly defrauded healthcare companies in Florida and Tennessee. Where's the indictment or investigation against him? Oh, you're trying to tell me there's no spine? Gutless wonders, Republicans. So you're going to allow Donald Trump be perp walked? Donald Trump be charged in New York, but Jimmy Biden, who allegedly defrauded healthcare companies, where are the subpoenas? Where are the investigations? Why don't we say, okay, you indict Donald Trump, we indict Jimmy Biden, game on. And next is Hunter, and then is Soros, and then we go after Obama, and then we go after Zuckerbucks, and we go after all these different types of people. You want equal justice under the law? Well, guess what? We have handcuffs too, pal. This is this goes both ways, equal and opposite reaction. I don't celebrate this moment. I don't find delight in this moment. I don't think we should say, wow, this is a wonderful thing. They started it, but we're going to win it. Let me say that again. They started it. We're going to win it. Final thoughts, Vivek.
What's one step further than you mentioned, Charlie, is actually many of these crimes that Trump is alleged of, they're not even actual crimes. Whereas the things you're talking about, even you're talking about Anthony Fauci, you want to talk about what's going on with Hunter Biden, there are actual crimes hiding in plain sight that we're not going after. So it's not that, oh, you went for these small crimes, we're going to go for those. They're going after non-crimes and yet using police power to protect the select few from even going after them. So I think you have to win on both counts. Is depoliticize the system from going after made up crimes, actually go after the real crimes that they're hiding and protecting people from. That's what it's going to take, more than just rhetoric. It's going to take executive action from the top, setting that tone for our police administrative state to do the right thing.
They started this. We have a buffet line of options of potential indictments against these criminals. We got the Clinton Foundation. We got BLM, Open Society Foundation. We got Antifa. We got Zuckerboxes, Center for Technology and Civic Life. What we need is a Republican AG, which is not attorneys general. It is aspiring governor, because all they want to do is move up the ladder and say, hey, pal, actually, you're not going to win a primary. You're not going to come to a Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. You're not going to come to a little coffee until we start to see purple walks, handcuffs, and subpoenas and indictments. That is now the threshold. They started it. We're going to win it. If you don't have the stomach or the spine, go retire and be a cable news commentator. Vivek, thanks so much. Great job. We'll have you back on soon. We're already a few months into the new year, and if you haven't changed the way you buy meat, you need to right now. So look, GoodRanchers.com, promo code Kirk, is amazing. Good Ranchers, you're able to lock in your price and avoid meat inflation. You enjoy the highest quality meat in America. And my code, by the way, gives you $20 off. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you more and more reasons throughout, but the bacon that they send tastes so good. And by the way, bacon's actually could be very good for you. Stop listening to those doctors that tell you not. Now, look, too much of anything is bad, but if you actually, you might be cholesterol deficient. You need to get good fats in your diet. It literally helps your brain. The pigs are never in crates that the bacon comes from, which happens to happen way too much on factory farms. Good Ranchers never uses antibiotics or adds any hormones. And their pork is from heritage breeds that have historically produced the best pork in the world. Reason number two to subscribe to Good Ranchers is that you lock in your price when you subscribe. My grocery bill would go up every week if it weren't for Good Ranchers. I consistently get the same quality and quantity of meat every time. So subscribe and enjoy the security of their price lock guarantee. And finally, also, it's because everything they sell is so good. They're all natural burgers, USDA steaks, and more. So head on to GoodRanchers.com and use promo code Charlie for $20 off your first box. Free bacon, great meat, and a secure price. And a bonus, $20 off today. Support our show. Support American Ranchers. And by the way, if you are on this meatless stuff, you got to knock it off. That's all a bunch of crap. You got to go to GoodRanchers.com, get real meat, feed it to your kids. It's the most healthy thing you could do. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. GoodRanchers.com. So just to get a little idea of who's, you know, supporting this indictment, this is a public nudist on the street of New York who just a little bit of a picture of the spiritual darkness, the motivating, let's just say, actions of these people, this goes to show who exactly is supporting Donald Trump, the indictment of Donald Trump. Who are these people? Play cut 29. Here's the mascot of the Trump indictment. She is exhibit A of the pro-Alvin Bragg folks. In fact, she is the grand marshal of the apparatchik parade. She's a perfect embodiment. Like, just boom, put her right on TV. Play cut 29.
Why are you going in here and calling all the white people in here racist?
No, I'm calling them dumb Republicans.
No, you're calling them racist. Yeah, you call the white men
racist.
All
white people are racist.
Why are you trying to instigate violence right now?
Because I'm black and I like violence.
Yeah?
I'm an animal.
So
I'm an animal. I'm a black animal.
Now, that's a real person outside the courthouse, you know, wouldn't bother be wearing clothes saying, I'm black, I like violence, I'm a black animal, saying that on the streets. Now, obviously, there's some mental problems there, but obviously, you know, if you have mental problems, you get to compete in female sports. So it's not as if mental problems, you know, prevents you from being taken seriously. I mean, our president has dementia, for God's sakes. I mean, John Fetterman can't speak in sentences, so it's not exactly a disqualifying factor anymore. It's actually, it seems to be a characteristic that gets you higher in life, tragically. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Right there, it's an embodiment of moral decay. I want to get some other tape here. Let's go to this right here. Let's go to Morning Joe has some comments here. They say, don't show Donald Trump on TV. You see, the people that are the defenders of democracy, the people that want a free and open press, they say, we shouldn't even televise Donald Trump in New York. Play cut 24.
It's something
we got to cover it.
It's something that needs to be covered. It's extraordinarily important. But doing 3 hours of hero shots, and if he walks down to the courthouse, seriously, anybody that takes that live is just, you need to report in-kind contributions to the Donald Trump campaign against Ron DeSantis. It doesn't have to be the O.J. Bronco chase. And that's what we had yesterday. And God, I hope it's not what we have today. And I'm hoping today they've learned from yesterday that if he does a glory walk down Broadway, that it's not covered for 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, it's an in-kind contribution to show Donald Trump actually being arraigned. I want to just zero in on something. So their plan right now, this is a couple-step plan. They want to try to get Donald Trump in what he perceives to be a corner. They think this is what they learned from January 6th. They think this is what they learned from that Cassidy liar, that Donald Trump will act erratically and will then try to get his supporters to do something uncharacteristic. They're trying to create the preconditions and the pretext for a January 6, 2.0, a Fedsurrection, where people are going to act in a way that will then validate the national security state. We very well might be on the verge of a bank collapse, a currency collapse. Our border is wide open. They're going to try to capitalize and seize on your heightened tensions. And then the symbol of the MAGA movement being indicted unjustly, how are you going to act? Not only is this a Soviet show trial to try to put it on full display, to try to demoralize you, they simultaneously want to try to input the proper ingredients and the recipe that could make another January 6th filled with federal agents, filled with false narratives, that then all of a sudden they can then use the national security state in an unprecedented way. There's information optics involved in all of this. It's very important that they're trying to use you as pawns in their game. They want you to be mad. By the way, you should be mad. But how you channel that fury is critical. To stay peaceful, do not take the bait. Focused on meaningful action, like winning the Wisconsin Supreme Court seat, would be a point of meaningful action. This is a nasty day. We're going to talk about some of the possible positives throughout all of this. In just a couple minutes, Donald Trump is going to be arraigned, the first time in American history. And boy, have we had some unbelievably corrupt presidents. You're trying to tell me John Fitzgerald Kennedy, I'm not saying he's even the most corrupt president. You're trying to tell me he didn't do NDA payments? Not exactly a loyal spouse. Bill Clinton perfected the bimbo payments. He called it the bimbo squad. That's not my term. That's their term. He deployed Hillary Clinton as the chief attack dog to go attack women in their marriage of convenience. That was not a marriage. We all know what that is. That was a partnership for power. Fauci, Clinton Foundation, Epstein's Island. We need handcuffs, perp walks, indictments, and subpoenas. If you're not up for the task, you're not a wartime general. They started it. We're going to win it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.